Time and Tide, a Hugh Cullen Mystery by Shirley MacKay.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Acknowledgement. With grateful acknowledgement to James Watson of Kuros, the Scotland Fear Organisation, Esther van Engelen of the romantic Auberge de Camp Vers Torren, open as an inn for the last 500 years, and especially to Peter Blom, Municipal Archivist of Vera, and Paul Wienhuizen of Earls Hall for keeping alive the spirit of the old Entente. Thanking them most heartfully of their good ancient loof, besecking them that will continue their goodwill toward us, the maist mutual ancient loving affections whilkis we have borne either towards others of all times. Camp Fear to the Good Tunes of Scotland, 1578. Prologue. St. Andrews, Scotland, October 1582. Before he learned his letters, Jacob could read the wind. He could not recall a time when its patterns made no sense to him, clearer than his catechism whispered as a child. What is thy only comfort in life and in death, that I with body and soul both in life and in death am not my own? Jacob read the wind and cursed it when it dropped to lank and irksome stillness. When it turned against him, he was unprepared. It was not as if he had not understood. He knew precisely what this wind required of him, yet he could not rise to it. The waters came at last to blast upon the quietness, and Jacob knew...